This piece of fiction is the intro to the fiction. Welcome, welcome, welcome. What's this? An episode on Friday that is just listed as 12 Days of Pipmas? Well, firstly, it's not really a full episode, but I wanted to give you all some information and a heads up on some stuff. But first of all, as ever, thank you for all the love for the recent episodes. We've been doing an awful lot of different things this year because a pandemic stopped all in-person podcasts, and a lot of you will know that I was reluctant to start hopping on Zoom because I was worried that the intimacy of the conversations wouldn't be there. What I try and do with Distraction Pieces is get exactly that, an intimate conversation, not just a question answer, and I was worried that would be lost on Zoom. But as soon as I started doing them, it was great. I thought it worked really well, and the bonus was that because I had to record the audio, it automatically records the video. So suddenly I've got this collection of video versions of the podcast. So what I decided was I'd sling 12 up, the first 12 days of Christmas, the first 12 days of December. I know the 12 days of Christmas song. People always get it wrong. Amy, who runs the speech development social media, is completely unaware that the 12 days of Christmas don't start on December 1st. They start on December 25th and they go into January, because it's traditionally the 12 days of celebration over Christmas. But it's been a mad year and you all deserve some treats early. So I'm starting the 12 days of Christmas on December 1st, because I guarantee you won't get through each day as it drops because there's a lot. But yeah, so over on patreon.com/ScroobiusPip, which is only a dollar. It's not some hard hustle. I've not upped the price for this month or anything. There's always the option to pay more if you wish to, but over there I'm uploading one full uncut Zoom video of the podcast. A few have gone up already. Obviously I'm putting this out on Friday. Benjamin Zephaniah has gone up. The Corrupt FM boys have gone up. What was the third one? Maybe Fern Brady, the Dotty, maybe. Yes, basically, I'm putting them all up, and there's no extra charge. The full videos will be there. It's only on Patreon, but it's only a dollar. And the idea there is, as a lot of you will know, I don't hard sell my Patreon. I don't have loads of tiers and try and tell you there's loads of good content. Essentially, the Patreon was started so that if you had a spare dollar a month, you could just sling that in to help pay for everything that goes into the weekly free episode. Obviously, again, the reason I've not done tiers and all this other thing is I have adverts in. And at this time of year, I'm sure you can hear, they're rammed in. There'll probably be like four adverts at the end of this because this is a mini episode. But yeah, that is obviously to pay the bills, because putting out a podcast every week for 6 years takes a lot of effort and a lot of work and a lot of time. But yeah. That was the original idea of the Patreon, but I wanted to kind of put these up as a thank you for everyone who's already been supporting, and to try and lure a load of you in, and you'll hope, because what you can do is pay $1 and you'll get all 12 of them. You'll have the whole month to watch them fill your boots. Just in case you're uncomfortable with Patreon, you don't actually have to watch the videos on there. I think it opens up as a YouTube, an unlisted YouTube link, so it can't be found if you're not on Patreon. But yeah, anyway, the hope is that if you want, you can do that. You can spend $1, get all 12, and obviously you already get the podcast for free, and then at the end of the month cancel it, bang, on your way, have a lovely 2021. But the hope is that a few of you will go, you know what, that was worth me continuing this pledge and sticking around. A dollar a month, it adds tax or something, or VAT, so it's probably like $1.50, but I think it still comes in at under a quid. Yeah, hopefully you'll decide that whatever amount you do pledge, you're kind of not going to notice it coming out of your account each month, and you'll leave it there to chip in for the free episodes and all that kind of thing. So that's the point. There's some amazing ones. As I said, I mentioned Benjamin. I've uploaded the I've pre-uploaded them all. There'll be the Young Offenders one. Joe Talbot from Idols. Fern Brady, I think I mentioned. Just, yeah, there's loads of Raoul Coley. I'll pop that one up. Dame Baptiste, I'll sling that in there. So, yeah, there's loads of really good ones on there. It's $1 a month, and it will help, you know, pay for everything at this time of year. I've got, as you know, I've got the best producer in the world, Buddy Peace, and he earns every penny. I've got the legend, John Harris, who runs the socials. I've got my main man, Jared, who deals with a lot of the website stuff and things like that. And there's me. And I deserve your money too. yeah. So that's the plan. Head over to patreon.com/scroobiouspip. I just wanted to tell you about that. Anything else I can tell you? I'm having a nice week. I've had a few days of filming recently. As you will have heard on a few of the podcasts, man, all the COVID precautions are so dope. If you listen to the end of this week's one, you'll understand why I think it's positive that the film industry is up and running, because they've got the money to do it safely. You know, I'm getting tested 3 times a week, whether I'm filming or not, as is everyone, all wearing masks, all washing gloves. I've got a mask and a visor thing, as do most of the people. And the positive thing is, again, this was all at the end of the last week's episode, was, but because they can afford to do all of that, it then means that money can go all over the place to businesses that are losing out, like restaurants that are closed down are being used for film sets and earning money that they wouldn't be able to earn. Same with offices, same with numerous other things out here. So that's cool to see. Farms, I was filming on like a petting farm the other day that's had to close down, but they get a good old injection of cash from the film industry. And again, I like that. I'd rather they close down, because it would cost too much for them to do their work genuinely safely, and then they get some money. Obviously the government should be backing, oh my stutter's bad, obviously the government should be covering all of this and backing this, but as I said, it's a nice top up. So yeah, I've been doing that. I've been recording some really good episodes. There's an episode coming up that's going to blow your minds. It's going to be a two-parter. You're all going to love it. In fact, I'll tell you now, it's me, Kay Tempest and Polar Bear. We normally try and meet up and have Christmas drinks around this time of year, but we decided to do them over Zoom instead, as we couldn't do them in person. And we recorded it, and it was a couple of hours or two and a bit or something like that, or just under 2 hours. And it's great. So that is to come. Basically, loads of really good podcasts as ever. And now over at Patreon, a load of video content if you're at home more than expected and want some stuff to watch. The bonus is you'll get to have a peep in both my living room and my Airbnb because of the time that these are over. And yeah, jump in on that community, man. There's a lovely bunch over on Patreon and we all try to chat and interact. I'll do some more bits probably after the 12 days are up. I'll come up with some other things to do over there. But again, be warned, normally there's fuck all going on over there. I don't do like daily updates or weekly updates or sometimes not even monthly updates. The point of it is just, if you feel you want to chip in and you get value off of the episodes, then do. But if you can't afford to or don't want to, then don't at all. Anyway, I've managed to milk this for 10 minutes, which is mad. Oh, I don't know what we're going to be doing over Christmas, you know. I'm still figuring that out. Obviously, we normally do a drunk cast and that isn't an option presently. Oh, speaking of which, the videos of the drunk casts are available on the Hardcore Listing Patreon. I think it's like $5 a month or something. And they've got previous Zoom drunk casts. So they've got the Ramesh one with Brett Goldstein. And I think they got the Jade Adams one. We didn't sort out the Acaster and Gamble one in the end. But yeah, they're over at the Hardcore Listing Patreon. I also recommend supporting those guys. They put out a bonus episode every week. They do all sorts of good stuff. Yeah, there we go. Hope you're well. patreon.com/ScroobiusPip. I will see you on Wednesday for another great episode, obviously. Lovely. See you later. Ta-ta.
You've been listening to Scroobius Pip's Distraction Pieces.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.